Well, I don't know how to start a program now like this without saying hello or good morning, Texas. But anyway, web family folks, here we are. This is a short one tonight, and I'm excited about this one. We are going to expose some fool's gold tonight. Now, you remember this whole page now, this will be about just finding different little things that we can talk about for a couple minutes, and pieces of gold as that which will pass through the fire for the reward, the eternal reward, et cetera, et cetera. And what I started to do was I was going to go through the Beatitudes and just show some folks that the shine that's coming from those Beatitudes, it's not real gold. It's fool's gold. And this particular subject I want to talk about tonight is something I may have talked about this in years past. I don't think so. I'm excited about it, though. I always like to find something that's either new or something that's upgraded or a little deeper into what we've learned over these years. And I enjoy doing that. And I don't mind that people see me, you know, picking apart something that they think were to be true. And, you know, the whole thing about the counterfeit thing. Well, if you know what the truth is, then you can spot the lies a mile away. Well, I'm not necessarily sure that a lot of people can do that. It seems to me I keep seeing people still hanging around that religion, still seeing them hanging around that stuff that we're actually supposed to despise and to destroy the magnificence of it. We need to take time to take that magnificence, what makes it shine to these people, whatever it is, and show them that that is a false light. That is not real gold. So to destroy the magnificence. So what we're going to talk about for this particular program is in Matthew chapter 5. So take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. I was kind of caught up in the fact that, oh, we're going to go through the Beatitudes, so I need to go through them one verse at a time. Well, no, I don't. This is not a series. This is not a Beatitudes 10-month sermon series or whatever. Just going to find different things and talk about them. And if all my introductions are going to be this long, I'm going to bore you before we're done with the introduction. So let's get on to this thing. You know, I enjoy this. I enjoy exposing the lies. I enjoy exposing the false light, the fool's gold. Part of it's because I enjoy the fact that I know some of the tricks, some of the deceptions, and some of the lies that the devil has out there in people. In churches and in pastors and in their teachings and in their Bibles. I enjoy doing that because I don't know how to say it here, but I enjoy them knowing that I've got them pegged. Maybe that's part of what makes them angry or something, but I don't try to rub it in their face. I don't try to make it into contentions or a big argument or whatever. It's just that I know from my King James Bible, not just because of who I am, but because of a rightly divided King James Bible, that thing exposes so much, and I enjoy exposing that, and I enjoy them knowing that I can do that. And again, it isn't me, it's this Bible, and I get excited when I see something like we're going to talk right now. So let's get on with it here. That's kind of an odd introduction because I don't think it made any sense during that thing, but I enjoy this. Okay, be quiet, go on. We're in Matthew chapter 5, and we're not going to start with number 1, verse number 1. Oh, sure we can. Sure we can. We're going to look at the Beatitudes, but just not in any necessarily order, okay? For example, here we go. It says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Now, before we go any further, just a little quick thing here. It says, his disciples came unto him. That doesn't just mean the 12. Go back up to verse 23 of chapter 4. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, that's a clue, in their synagogues, who he's talking to here, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. See, that's not the kingdom of God. He's preaching the kingdom of heaven here. That's an earthly kingdom. They had their chance. He was there to make this place their kingdom. This is with Christ being the Messiah, etc., etc. So he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Paul is preaching the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 28, verse 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the risen Savior. And the kingdom of God, in Romans chapter 14, it defines the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not physical stuff, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's a spiritual kingdom, okay? So keeping that in mind, we already know that what Jesus is trying to establish here, he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And you'll see as you go through Matthew, kingdom of heaven. It sounds like everybody knows about heaven, so it's the kingdom of heaven up there in the sky with God. No, it's the kingdom of heaven. It's earthly kingdom. Okay, enough of that. So keep going here. And his fame went throughout all Syria, verse 24, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Well, of course, and he says unto these Jews, now you go out to this world, and you teach what I've taught. And this is what he's taught. So that's what the Great Commission was all about. That's not the commission today. The commission today is from Paul. But anyway, verse 25, and there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee. Okay, so there's multitudes that are going with him here in chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. By the way, it's what says he went up into a mountain. And I kind of figure that's a saying, well, he went into some kind of a cave area of some sort. I mean, into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Now, we know that disciples mean those are the ones that have chosen to follow him. We also can go, so would that just be the 12? Were there only 12 that chose to follow him? Well, if you go to chapter 8, verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. So he still had multitudes of followers, and those are his disciples. He had 12 apostles, but multitude of disciples. But then we also know in John chapter 6, oh, I bunny trail so easily. John chapter 6, he lost a bunch of them. John chapter 6, verse 66, by the way. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So even he lost his disciples, and he was Jesus, he was the Son of God. Son of man, Son of God. He was God manifest in the flesh. You would think he could have kept everybody following him. So why do we get so disappointed if we can't get people to follow Christ, to follow a King James Bible? He couldn't even get them to follow him, and he was him. Okay, so we see in chapter 5 that this just isn't to the apostles. And this is called the Sermon on the Mount. So we can go from there. But we're going to skip verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. A lot of good things in there to expose. A lot of shine in there. A lot of gold-looking things, but they're fool's gold. It's not real. But I want to go down to verse 14, where it says, ye are the light of the world. Now, you've heard this before. We are the light of the world. Christians, we are the light of the world. And as I was looking at that, and I wanted to see what Paul said about that, there is a difference. Bottom line, conclusion, we are not the light of the world. And you'll see what I'm talking about here in a few minutes. Stay with me on this one. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, there's two songs right there, by the way, that we've taught to kids all over for years and years and years. This little light of mine, da-da-da-da-da-da, hiding under a bushel, no, whatever that song goes like. Okay? Then we've also talked about Peter, James, and John in a sailboat. No, that's not who we want in our boat either. So, anyway, get back on trail here. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So now, look at very closely here. When it says, verse 14, ye are the light of the world, and they will see your works. So yes, in these days, in the gospel's days, when Jesus was on the earth, those people that followed him, they were the light of the world. Because that's what it says. ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So the light of a Christian is their good works? No, not today. It was during the gospel days, but it is not what it is today. Okay, now, what do? We take Paul's books, and we type in the word light, L-I-G-H-T, and you see something that's different than what is taught in Matthew. So, let's just go down our list, print it off, and go down the list here. This is what I do. I'll take Paul's books, and I'll take a subject or a word, and I'll take the Gospels and the Tribulation books, and I'll take that same word, and I'll compare them. And this is what we're doing here. Now, let me show you something here. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. So in Matthew, they are the light of the world. In the dispensation of grace days, we put on the armor of light. Well, what is this armor of light? Let's keep reading some verses here now. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 is the next one that pops up. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. So we see in that verse that it is Christ himself, when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things. So he's the one that lights things up. He's the light. Okay? Well, that makes sense. We go to 2 Corinthians 1:17. That has nothing to do with what we're looking for, talking about using lightness. That's not important to our study here. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, oh, here we go. This is an important verse. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Okay. So this verse makes, this verse fits, and it's a good verse. I'm trying to show you how I do these studies to come up with these conclusions that expose fool's gold. We're exposing the fact that Christians think that they're the light of the world, and no, we are not the light of the world, not in the dispensation of grace, not today, not supposed to be. Okay, let's get that verse again. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan, we know that, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Why would he do that? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. By the way, that who is the image of God fits into that talk. When people say that we're made in God's image. And I have to say to people, no, we're not made in God's image. We're made in Adam's fallen image. And we get back to Christ. He's made in the image of God. And someday we will too. But right now we're not. I wish people could get a hold of that thing. Boy, I tell you, modern Christianity has a whole lot of fool's gold shining around, doesn't it? Okay, so now we got a big one here. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Okay, there's the light. Now, let's keep going here. Next one that pops up is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There's another description of the light. Are we the light of the world? No, the glorious gospel of Christ is the light, 2 Corinthians 4:4 and 2 Corinthians 4:6. The light is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Where do we find that? Where do we find the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ? In our works? Because in the gospel days, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. They were the light. But to us, they need to see the gospel of Christ. They need to see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where do you find that light? Well, as all my sermons end up to be, it ends up to be the King James Bible. Okay, so let's make a quick conclusion here, kind of ahead of time a little bit. The light is the King James Bible, not me. Not you. I'm not the light of the world. Well, are you just being really picky with your words? No, I'll show you. Let me show you some more verses here. Okay. So go down to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction Now, that doesn't fit into what we're looking at here. 2 Corinthians 6:14 is the next listing here. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Well, see, we still commune with the darkness around. We work with it. We're amongst it. We're supposed to, what's the word? We're not supposed to partake. You know, be participants with it, but we're still here. And this thing about what communion hath light? Well, we're talking about the light being the King James Bible. That's the Word of God. That's the glorious gospel of Christ. That's the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And you find that in your King James Bible. Not in my works. See? Where it says there that they may see your good works. My good works is not the light that people need to see. I am not the light of the world. My works are not the light of the world. The light of the world, let me say it again, it's the risen Savior through Paul in the King James Bible. Well, don't we have to have something to do with that? Well, I'll show you. Hang on. Here we go. So 2 Corinthians 4:17 doesn't fit in, and 2 Corinthians 6:14 doesn't really fit in. 2 Corinthians 11:14 doesn't fit in. What I'm doing is I'm reading down my list of verses that have the word light in them. And I'm just crossing off the ones that have nothing to do with what I'm looking for here. In other words, Ephesians 1:18, that doesn't fit. Well, here we go, Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Okay, now look at this carefully. Matthew says, ye are the light of the world. Ephesians, what Paul says, he says, ye are light in the Lord. Doesn't say that we are light of the Lord. It says, ye now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Okay, so we are. We're children of light. There is a light that exists with us. But we, our works, me, myself, and I'm not the light. I am not the light of the world. I am the light in the Lord. I'm a child of light. Okay? I might be loose. Look at this next one. Ephesians 5:13 pops up, okay? But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Or for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Okay? Well, what is it that shines to people that makes them mad when it manifests what's wrong in their life? Or it manifests fool's gold? Or it manifests a false doctrine? Or it manifests religion? Manifests a lie, not truth. Is it me? Is it us with what we say? Are we the light that's supposed to, because of our good works, show everybody that what you're doing is wrong? No. But see, that's what Christians today think. They think that their good works, the way they behave, the way they dress, which is very worldly, by the way. But anyway, but they say that as a Christian, they need to be looking at me because my good works are the light, because I am the light of the world. That's not right. Again, 5:13, all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. What's the light? The Lord? Well, sure, we know that, but he's not here right now. So the light, the glorious gospel of Christ, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, that's all in the King James Bible through Paul, rightly divided. Serious? You're going to try to apply that? Yes, without a doubt. Ye are light in the Lord. How so? Because we have the risen Savior, and he's teaching to us, and we're trying to follow Paul. We're trying to, don't our works then have some importance to this thing? Well, let me show you here. Let's keep going here. Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Okay, that's important. That's a good verse. Christ shall give thee light. Doesn't say make us light. Doesn't say that he's going to make us the light of the world. He gives us light. He gives me light. Well, what did he give me? He gave me himself. He gave me the glorious gospel of Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He gave me the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:6. So I am light in the Lord. He's the light. So aren't I just manifesting him in my works? No, sorry. And it doesn't tell us we need to be doing that. Let me show you. Philippians 2:15. Philippians 2:15, the next one on my list here, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Oh, so see, I am the light of the world. No, I'm not the light of the world. I am to shine as lights in the world. Well, what are the lights? God, glorious gospel of Christ, the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, Paul's teachings. What are you talking about here? Let's look at another one here. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Now remember, Matthew 5:14 says, ye are the light of the world. This one says, ye are all the children of light. So we still have the light. In fact, our light is the true light compared to the fool's gold light in Matthew. Because people today, the Christians, even though their works are very worldly, they still think that their good works is what lights them up as the light of this world. But we see, looking to Paul, that our light is his light, the glorious gospel of Christ, not my works. Remember, he imputes to us his righteousness. Remember, he gives us his faith. So the light that we have, we are not the light, but we have a light. But we are not the light, but we have a light. We are children of light. We are children of light. We are children of light. We are not the light of this world. Christ gave me light, Ephesians 5:14. Things that are reproved are manifest by the light, not me. The light that is in me, that's Christ. That's the light that manifests itself. That's the light that shows what's wrong in this world. Not me, not my works. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I might be repeating myself a lot, but I want you to get this. There's a fine difference, yet it's a big difference. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Don't people see things in us? Sure they will. They will see the light in us. Will they see our good works? Well, you and I both know that whenever you try to do something right, quite often it makes them angry. Now, there's a difference between doing right works and good works. You can be doing good things for people that it's not the right thing to do. But that'd be another bunny trail. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, for example, here. Well, we should go to 8. We might as well go to 7. So that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Now, what is he doing? When they sound out the word of the Lord, they're showing the light. Right? See that? For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. This is my favorite verse on missionaries. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. Okay, now people need to see something in us. They need to see the light in us. They don't need to see us as the light. Our good works, our good Christianity that we are so glowing with. People are glowing like that. They're glowing a false Christianity. But anyway, so what should they see in us? They should see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. They should see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And all that is only found from being a Christian according to Paul's teachings. Okay, now let me show you something here. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. If the teachings of Paul have changed your life somewhere, somehow, little, a lot, whatever, there's supposed to be a change in our life, our manner of life. There should be a change from when we were lost to when we are saved. Probably when we are lost, when we got religion, and then we truly got saved with the risen Savior, looking to Paul in the King James Bible. So that entering in to our lives, reading about Paul, King James rightly divided, so that manner of entering in Then the rest of that verse in 9 is how ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now that's what's going to be showing in our lives. The fact that we have turned to God and we are turning away from idols and we're trying to serve the living and true God. Well, how do you do that? Well, you read Paul's books. You read about changing your manner of life. Is it just doing good works? No. See, in the gospel days, your good works made you the light. But our good works today is not what makes us light. What we have done in our life to turn from idols to God, to serve the living and true God, that's what they'll see. But they'll see in you, in order to do that, they'll see in you the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. They will see the light in the Lord that we are. We are children of light, but we are not the light of the world. We have a light, but the light is not us. The light that we have, Christ gave it to me. And that's Him. That's His righteousness. So, people will see in us, they should see from us how that we have turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. They should see us serving the living and true God. Okay, let me ask you a couple quick questions. Better cut this off, though. These are just as long as my radio program. Is going to church where they teach a false gospel showing people that you've turned to God from idols and the fact that you're serving the living and true God? No, it wouldn't. If people see you reading a different Bible, is that showing that you've turned to God and from idols to serve the living and true God? No, it doesn't. You see what I'm saying? What Paul teaches you and what your life does to change, that's what they'll see, because they'll see the light. Your good works does not make you the light. Can you see that? The light is Christ, and Christ is in us. It says again, 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. So the light that He gives to us, the light that we have, will show the hidden things of darkness. But it's not us doing that, it's the Scriptures. It's that King James Bible that people hate so much. It's the risen Savior as taught by Paul. So is Paul my light? No, not quite. Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, He's my light. He's given me the light. We're light in the Lord. We're children of light. But we are not the light of the world. They don't see our good works. They should see in us how we have turned to God from idols, and we're trying to serve the living and true God. And that means we're going to be doing things differently than what they do. Just because you do a good work doesn't make you a Christian. There's a lot of people out in this world that do good works, and they wouldn't even want to be considered a Christian. It's what people see in us that we quit following this religion, quit following these denominational tricks and deceptions and lies, quit following the teachings that we've been taught that don't match up with the King James Bible. That's what they need to see, and that's the light that is in us. They will see that light, not us being the light of the world, not our good works that they should see. They should see how we have turned to God from idols. They should see us serving the living and true God. You know, the only way you can do that is to understand the knowledge of the glory of God. Understand the glorious gospel of Christ. Understand what Paul has taught to us. Our lives should change based on the teachings from the risen Savior to Paul. And you and I both know that that will go against everything in these churches. So there is another opportunity tonight to expose the false shine of fool's gold. We are not the light of the world. Christ is the light that's in us. He's what they're supposed to see. They will just notice that we have turned to God from idols and doing everything we can to serve the living and true God as we grow. Okay, I hope that makes sense. It's really it's just about a 5-minute sermon, what it all should be. Hope that makes sense to you. So when somebody says, "Ye are the light of the world," say, "Excuse me, let me show you something. How we're not quite true. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's Christ that's in us. from the risen Savior teachings from Paul, this King James Bible, that's of the light. But they should see our lives change. Not just good works, but they'll see our lives have changed to serve the living and true God. I'll stop right there.